Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Samach Dalet. Samach Dalet, and we are on the top of Samach Dalet on Aleph. But first, for a minute, just at the end of yesterday's daf, and it's also all about today's daf as well, so I'll mention it now, that is the sugya of Malika. Sugya of the special way to kill a animal bird, the Chatas Of and Olas Of. We do the process of Malika instead of Shrita. It is done with the fingernail instead of a knife. That is a special Xeris HaKasim, Umalak. Umalak is of the head of the animal. We'll talk about the differences a little bit today between Chatas and Ola, but the lumdus discussion that Rav Yosef Engel has in Asvin Daraisa in Siman Aleph, and Rav Elchanan had, we quoted, in Siman Lamed Ches and Kovas Ha'aris and other Achronim, that is, how do we view Malika? Do we say that Malika is a form of Shechita for carbon animals, and the Chiddush is the process? Not the heter afterwards, but it's a process. And Rabbi Yosef Engel's Lashon is beautifully, he says, you have to see this in the context of other actions as well. We have, for example, the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Samach Dalet, that pushing the Sir HaMishtaleach off of the cliff might be considered its Shechita. L'may Nafkamina, that if you want to shecht, let's say, the daughter of the, or the son of the Sir HaMishtaleach, are you allowed to on the same day? It's only shechita. So if you push off the cliff, so is that considered? So the Gemara, Rabbi Svega relates that Gemara to that nafkamina. So the Sir Mishtaleach has its form of shechita. That's tachia. Or Egla Arufa has its form of shechita. Arifasa zuhi shechitasa. We'll have later on. So maybe here he suggests Malika also. Malika is its shechita. And if you do Malika for a chulin animal or shechita for a carbon animal, that is totally an avela. It's not a shechita at all. But do you say it is a shechita? Or do we say that no, Malika is not a shechita. Malika creates a avela. It did not have proper shechita. The chiddush of the Torah is that kohanim are allowed to eat this avela. That's the how you understand it. But it's really not a shechita. This isn't a shechita. Maybe the other ones aren't to be taken literally either, but it's not really a shechita. And it's still might create some type of an avela. And Rav Asman Daraisa, Rav Yosef Engel proves it from a Gemara Menachas Daf Memhei, where there is a havamina that a person can eat nevelas and trefas because, after all, Chatas Ha'of he could eat. Right. So what do you see from there? You see that it's comparing it, using that model as a achilas nevelas. So that is what the discussion is had in the beginning of Asvin Daraisa. The other achronim I saw, one achron maybe ought to be mechalik, fascinating, between the Isser and the Tumah. Isser Nevela and Tumas Nevela. The Gemara says that maybe regarding the Isser of Achilas Nevela is like a Shechita. And that's why you're allowed to eat it. It's not a Nevela Lagabi Achila. But it is a Nevela Lagabi Tumah, and it could create Tumas Nevela, and the Heter is that you're allowed to still bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Chiddush. Something between the, some chiluk between the Isser and the Tumah. Either way, that is an interesting discussion about Malika, which hopefully we'll get back to today as well. Let's continue. Shlosh Advarim. We're on the top of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah said yesterday that the southwest corner of the Mizbeach was used for three things above the Chut HaSikra and three things below the Chut HaSikra. Below the Chut HaSikra, the Mishnah mentioned Chatas Ha'of, right? Chatas the Behem is above and Chatas Ha'of is below, and bringing the Karban Minchas close, the Hagasha, and the Shiari Adam, that is the items that were below. Above is the Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach HaYayin, and the Olas Ha'of, when it was Rabba B'Mizrach, as we'll see. So the Gemara says, Shlosh Advar, Chatas Ha'of, how do you know Chatas Ha'of is below the Chut HaSikra? Hada Amran, that we said already yesterday. Hagashos, how do you know that the bringing close of the Karban Minchas, and maybe the Kemitza being done at that spot, Dichsiv, Vihigisha El HaMizbeach. Our Girsa is that you bring it close to the Mizbeach. Rashi has a little different pasuk quoted. Either way, so you bring it close to the Pnei Mizbeach. I said yesterday the south side, but it's the southwest corner. Shiari Hadam Dechsiv Veskol Dam Hapar Yishpoch El Yisod HaMizbeach. You pour the dam to the Yisod. Which corner has the Yisod coming out of the Ohel Moed? That is the southwest corner. So those are the three that are below. Milamala Nisach HaMayim VeHayayin Volas Ov Kishar B'Mizrach. And those three are above when Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin always. Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, Nisach HaYayin every day, and Olas Ha'of when it became crowded on the east side, which we'll see, that is the ikker place of doing the Olas Ha'ov, the southeast corner. But if it's too busy there or too crowded, you can do it from the southwest corner. The Nisach HaMayim, we mentioned in the Musar Vart in the past, a number of times, that what's the symbol of Nisach HaMayim? Right, Nisach HaYayin, we understand. Nisach HaYayin is done every day, and Yayin is a davar chashuv. But Mayim, what's the significance of Mayim? So the Bali Musar gave the mashal of after Sukkos. If the Sukkos is, you've been through a challenging time, right? The Yom Naran. If we ever interview somebody who's been through a natural disaster, Rachman al Islam, a lot of times they'll say, you know what? I'm just happy to be alive. I don't need anything else. I'm just happy to be here. That's it. I lost everything. I'm just happy to be here. After we've been through the Yom Naran, when everything's been on the line, we're happy to be here celebrating Sukkos. So we can even be happy with water. Nisach HaMayim, that is all we need. So that's a symbol of Nisach HaMayim. I saw very recently, though, a very interesting Ha'ara, and that is, I don't know if it was quite, I saw one of these sheets that was around in one of the shuls, we know there are seven mashkin that are makshal kabel tuma. The end of Maseches Machshirin has the Mishnah, the seven Machshirin that a food has to become wet before it could be hukshal kabel tuma. Yad shachadam, the seven mashkim. Yayin, dvash, shemen, chalav, tal, dam, mayim. Yad shachadam. So in this sheet he said those seven mashkin are parallel to the seven holidays we have, the seven yamim tovim. If you think about it, six out of seven work out perfectly. Right, if you think about it, start with Rosh Hashanah, is Dvash. Okay, we'll skip Yom Kippur for a second. Sukkot is Mayim, right here, Nisach HaMayim. Chanukah is Shemen. Purim is Yayin. Pesach is Yayin. I'm sorry, Pesach is Dam. And Shavuos is Chalav. The milk. So what's the one left? Yom Kippur and Tal. Right, so that was a little tough, but he worked it out. He quoted the sources that Tal, really there's nothing there. It goes up by itself. Tal Yom Kippur, you're not eating anything. There's no liquid really, there's nothing there. And it kind of just goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by itself. And on Yom Kippur, we're supposed to go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by ourselves. Gotta work it out more with Tal, how Tal relates to Tshuva. We can work it out. He worked it out. I don't remember all of the details. But it's very interesting in terms of just the seven mashkim, six out of seven. Beautiful. So you gotta work out on that last one, but there's definitely something there. So I told my wife, she's like, okay, so what does Hoshul and Kabbal Tum have to do with Yom Tovim? Okay, so that also. Okay, you have to be makshir, you're gonna be prepared, and prepared, you could go Bekdusha and Betuma, you gotta work, but, either way, it's definitely a start of a deep thought. Even though it's, we didn't finish it yet, but that's the start. Okay, so that is the seven liquids, the seven Yom Tovim, and here the Gemara spoke about Nisuch HaMayim. Okay, so Gemara says, "My time. How do we know that the ikker place of Olas Ha'of is the east side? Right, when it gets busy, it switches to the west side. But how do we know it goes to the east side? Biikaron, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, mipnei shekrova mibeis hadeshen, because it is close to the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen was the area on the east side of the ramp. The ramp, remember, goes up from the south." Pnei HaMizbeach, so it goes into the Mizbeach. The Pnei HaMizbeach is the south side. So it goes in. On the east side of the ramp is an area, a pile, where there are ashes. What goes in that pile of ashes? That's where the Kohanim would do the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen every morning. When they take off the Trumas Hadeshen, they bring it to that pile. Every once in a while, machlokas, whether it's done every day or just when there is a need, there is hotzaas hadeshen, which means when there's too many ashes there, they take it outside the Beis HaMikdash. But that's one. Or the leftover wicks when they clean out the menorah every day. It goes to the makam hadeshen right there. Right? Oh, that's the makam hadeshen. But also what goes there, that goes the olas ha'of, the part of the Olas Ha'of, that is not burned on the Mizbeach. The crop, the mora, the notes of some of the intestines that is not burned on the Mizbeach, it's thrown there. So you want to have the Kohen standing near there, because he's going to be doing the Olas Ha'of on top of the Mizbeach over there. It'll be standing on the Sovev until on the ledge. It'll be doing these Zrika and the Mitzah next on the top of the Chut HaSikra. So then he'll throw it right down. On the east side. So that's how you know why it's very practical to have the Kohen do that on the southeast corner of the, on the east side of the, Mizbeach. Okay? That is Krov B'Beis HaDeshen. We know the Mitzah every day. first mitzvah in Parsha Sav, the Chinuch writes in Kuf Lamed Aleph, the mitzvah of Harabas Hadeshim, which we just described, to create that pile where you're going to put the Olas Ha'of. Sheyasir HaKohen Hadeshim B'chol Yom V'Yom Yalam Mizbeach. The mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen is every single day. I think we spoke about this back in the first parak. How Trumas Hadeshen is the transition avoda in quotes. Transition avoda between every day of the Beis HaMikdash. Trumas Hadeshen is removing the ashes from the previous day's karbanos, but it's the first avoda done every day in the Beis HaMikdash. But it's done during the night. So it's really the segue that connects every day of the Beis HaMikdash. Every day is a hemshach of the previous day. The Trumas Hadeshen is that avoda that symbolizes it. Bisharshi mitzvah zu. The Chinuch says, what is the shorish behind this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? The Baalei Mussar say that it just means that even clearing the table after your guests leave on Shabbos, that is also part of the mitzvah. It's not just, oh, the mitzvah's finished, now anybody, I can leave it for other people. That's also part of the mitzvah. Cleaning up after the avoda of the mitzvah was done. So through here, Trumas Hadeshen, taking out the garbage, that's also part of the mitzvah in a more general sense. But the Chinuch says, "Lahadluk for Abayis ulahadra b'choyichotenu is to be magdil the covenant of the Beis Hamikdash, and it's noy lemizmeach lefanos Hadeshi makam shorai lahadluk bo'eish. It's noy to keep the mizbeach, the ma'aracha, the pile of ashes on top of the mizbeach, going burning properly. And too many ashes, it doesn't burn properly. So therefore, you have to take off some of the ashes." To allow the new karbanos to be able to burn. Bidinia mitzvah, Har Trumas Hadeshen is one of the avodos, and different types of big day kahuna were worn for Trumas Hadeshen. You can get a little dirty from ashes. I guess they're not worried about getting dirty from blood. They wear the regular big day kahuna for all the avodos hadam. But the Trumas Hadeshen, there's already nasis mitzvah, so it's already basically done. So it's a different level of avoda, and that's why the Gemara says, the Chinuch quotes it, big day kahuna shayu tarmin bohem hadeshen, hayu pechusin minakelim shamishvah mishbahen shara avodos. They have ufasharis begadav, lavash begadim achirim, right? It's lower level of a begadim. V'yavah b'yishapazik zeh nomar behotzaas hadeshen l'michus l'machaneh. Even though the pasuk is talking about taking the deshen out, mikol makom gam betrumas hadeshen tahaynu k'shemisalik osam me'al mizbeach o morida l'ritzpa. Even the truma that you go from the mizbeach to the floor, yesh lan alobo gam kein. We also learn shein roy lasos osam malacha ba'osan begadim shumishamish. You shouldn't use the same begadim that he did the avoda. And the nomar bazel derech mashal begadim shebishem and kedera l'rabo yimzo bekos l'rabo. Right, the cook, if the cook is also the waiter, he should have different begadim for when he's the cooking, take off his apron, and put on different begadim when he serves. So to hear, when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's different begadim from when you take it out. And then he quotes all about when you do the Trumas Hadeshen, generally it's right before right after Amud HaShachar. On Yatav it's done in the last third of the night, on Yom Kippur it's done from Chatzos. But again, it is the transition avoda between the different days. And the Kohanim used to fight for it every morning. They used to fight for it because they love to do this, get the avoda off the ground every single day. So that was the Makom Hadeshen that was mostly created by this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, but that was also where you threw the Olas Ha'of every day, and that's why you know the Olas Ha'of was done on the east side. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Bo re kama gadol kochat shel Kohanim. The Kohanim were in amazing shape. See the amazing strength of the Kohanim. Why? She'ein l'cha kal ba'ofos yoter mimur v'notza. This part of the oaf that the Kohen is going to throw onto the Makom Hadeshen, right? The inside, the intestines, the only part of the carbon oil that's not burned in the Mizbeach. So he's going to throw it from where he does the Avodah, where he does the Malika, where he does the Mitzah. So usually it's done on the east side. But once in a while, it's done on the west side, as our Mishnah says, when it gets too crowded there. So look at the amazing strength of the Kohanim. Why? Pa'amim sha'akohen zarkan yosemi b'shloshem amma. Sometimes the Kohen has to throw it more than 30 amos. Wow. Why? Because the assumption is that he's going to throw it from the place where he does the avoda. So if he's all the way on the west side of the Mizbeach, he's in the southwest corner, which that's where it's done when it's too crowded, he's going to have to throw it all the way to the east side of the ramp, which is all across the Mizbeach and all across the ramp on a diagonal. as we'll talk about in a second, to the Makam HaDesher. He's also got to have good aim, right? That's the makar for a good pitching in the Beis HaMikdash, right? You say, what are good pitchers going to do? They can be kahanim, they can throw these olas ha'ofs. Got to have the strength and the ability. But you see, they were amazing. It was very light. It was very light. That makes it even harder to throw. Right? Something a little heavier with a little weight, you can throw farther. Good wind gusts. I don't know if the wind was blowing there. Basically, the fire went straight up. So I don't know. You gotta figure out which way the wind is blowing that day. Is it blowing out? Is it blowing out or blowing in? I gotta use the wind. Anyway, he's gonna prove it from the following. Just Ari, you read this Gemara, you're like, why didn't he just walk over to the east side? He has to throw it from where he's standing? Just walk over to the east side. Wouldn't that be easier? Just take a little. So the Ravid says it is Pirush Akinim. No, because you learn that from a pasuk. The Hesir, the Hishlech. Right, it's a double. The Hesir, you remove it. You remove the Murah and the notes of Hishlech. It's the same pasuk. So you assume Shemashma'o Shemimakum Shemolek Ubamatze Esadam Hayamashlech as a Murah by notes of Beis HaDeshen. So it's a drasha. It's a drasha that the Ravid quotes in Kinim to assume that wherever you do this avoda, that's where one is going to have to throw. It says vehishlich. By the way, we mentioned vehishlich before. You know, let's just do this mishnah, and then we'll talk about the language of vehishlich. Okay, but let's continue first. So sometimes Rabbi Yochanan says sometimes the kohen are going to throw it very far. Titzdan, because the mishnah says not al machta shel kesef. For Allah, the Rosh Mizbeach, what happens? The Mishnah says in Maseches Tamid that he takes the silver shovel and he goes up to the Rosh Mizbeach, Upines Agachalim, Eilach Ve'Eilach, and he moves the coals here and there, V'chatam and Amu Chalos HaPnimios, and he tries to get the inner burned ones. That's what he tries to get to bring out every day, right? Tosfos says, we did this Tosfos a couple of weeks ago, min ha-mukhalos, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the gabi gecholim shel yom ha-kippurim, lo garsina min ha-mukhalos ha-pnimios. On Yom Kippur, when he has to take gecholim into the Bekodesh Kadashim, doesn't say he has to get the most inner burning hot. Tehocha chashvina luhu deshen, uv yom ha-kippurim, v'chei bektores, shall call Ashana, beinam gechalim dafka, kedam hasam gachli eish yachl omos v'chulu. So the question is whether you need coals or whether you need deshen. That's the difference. So if you need, like here, you have to get mun melchol to premios, you're really trying to get the deshen. Other times, you just want to get the coals in order to create putting the ketores on, the burning it. So that's why it doesn't have to be all the way from the inside. Okay, but this is every day. He goes to get from the Mukhalas HaPrimios, the Yoren, and he goes down. He gets the Ritzpa, so the Kohen, who's doing this Avoda, comes down to the floor. So remember what happened? He comes down the ramp, so he's coming down, going from north to south, coming down the ramp, and he's gonna make a left. Machzer part of Klapei Tzafon. He turns, and he goes around, and now he goes facing north. So he's facing north next to the Mizbeach. And what does he do? V'holach lebizrachu shel kevesh ke'eser amos. And he goes to, on the east side of the ramp, he walks up 10 amos, north. That's where the deshen is, right there. Tzavar ha'segachal ha'bakavi ha'ritzpa, rachu b'na'kevesh losha tvachim, a little bit far from the kevesh, only 3 tvachim away from the kevesh, 10 tvachim up from the bottom of the ramp. Makom she'nosnin mora v'notza, in the exact place where you put the mora and the notza, right there. That's what we're talking about. V'dishin mizbeach ha'pnimi, and also when you cleaned out the little mizbeach inside the heichal, v'ha'menorah. And the menorah, where you put the dishon of the menorah. We mentioned in the past as well, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, how often was the mizbeach cleaned out and lit? So according to Rashi, only once a day, at night. At night, before the night time, you lit it. The Rambam says no, morning and night. Because even the morning, you didn't light the menorah in the morning? What, it was because it was dark outside? The Rambam says no. The dishon, the halakha was done because, to show that there was hashras hashchina in the Beis HaMikdash. So it was even done during the day. Didn't have anything to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chila ora hu tzarech. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Hashem needs the light. No, it was done for l'shem kavod habayis, so therefore it could be done even in the morning. If we have time later, we'll come back to Hadlakas HaMenorah. But that is the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that the deshen was on the east side, 10 amos up. So now Rashi explains, go do the math. The Kohen, let's think about it outside. So the Kohen had to throw, how far? Rabbi Yochanan said more than 30 amos. So if you do the math, the Kohen was in the southwest quarter. So he had five amos up until the Kevesh, and then 16 amos of the Kevesh, that's 21 amos. So he's got to throw it 21 amos east, right? That's one direction. But then he's got to throw it south. is got to throw a 23 amos south, if you do the math of the kevesh. So it's a right triangle, 21 by 23, and he's got to throw it the hypotenuse of that right triangle. So we know, Rashi does it a different way, I just did it, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right, the regular way that we learned how to get the length of the hypotenuse, so it's somewhere between 31 and 32. That is the length of a right triangle that's 21 and 23. So you got to throw a little more than 31. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. He says somebody's got to throw it more than 30 amos. But the Gemara, it's amazing. The Gemara, you know, had these theories. They figured it out. Rashi figured it out his own way. All the math, many of the math theorems that we have in modern math, the Rishonim had escaped the same answer. They just had different formulas to get there. So here, the Gemara says, the Gemara got to the same answer that we do. So the Gemara says, Hani tfebi tlasa v'chanavin. It's more than 31. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say more than 30? Should be they can throw it even more than 31 amos. So the Gemara said, no, makab gabri lo chashivi. Where he's standing, that one doesn't count. So you take off an amma. Take off an amma, so where he's standing, so that's why it just says more than 30. Okay, so that just shows that the Kohanim had to have good arms in order to do the olas ha'of. We mentioned a thought on the language of this carbon is v'hishlich. V'hishlich al-toch, from the olas ha'of has to use a lashon of ashlacha. So there is a thought of the Torah Tamima that we always like to mention Chanukah time. And that is two questions. Number one, the brothers threw Yosef into the pit. And the language used over there is vayatzileha miyadam, that he was saved. Instead of being killed, he was thrown into the pit. The question is, though, that's a hatzala, right? What does the Chazal say? There was no water in the pit. Va'abor break ebo mayim. Mayim ebo nashar machram yeshbo. But there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. If there were snakes and scorpions in the pit, so then we know the Mishnah says in Maseches Yevamos that if there are snakes and scorpions in a pit and a person is down there, you can let his wife remarry because you can assume he died. So what kind of hatzala is that? Throwing him into that's not a hatzala. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says there's still a difference between a person killing a person, and animals killing a person. An amazing Aruch Chaim, hashkafically and halachically, without getting too deep into it right now, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh there in Vayeshev says, a person is able, whatever this means, a person is able to kill another person even lifnei zmano. But an animal cannot kill a person lifnei zmano. So the brothers said, you know what, let's throw him in the pit. If he's supposed to die now, and the animals will take care of him. And if not, the animals won't touch him. Because we know animals won't be able to touch him with Nezmano. That's the Aruch Chaim. We usually assume that nobody can touch anybody with Nezmano. Very difficult, a little bit, Aruch Chaim to fathom. But that is that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. But the Pashtus, what many Mefarshim say is that, no, it must be that it was so far down that they couldn't see the bottom of the pit. And that's why they felt it was a Hatzalah, but they didn't see what was in the bottom of the pit. How do you know? What's a remez in the Torah that it was deep and they couldn't see? So the Torah Tzviva says, because it uses the lashon of vayashlichu. Vayashlichu oso habora. They threw him lahashlich. And says the Torah Tzviva, you find by karbanis, whatever it says, the lashon vayashlich, it's very far. It's very far. He quotes that it's at least 20 amos. Here you have vayashlich, it's 31 amos. Right? So it's very far. But it's at least not pachas miyestrum ama, and that's how you know vayashlech is the brothers didn't see, and that's also the connection to explain why in the middle of the Chanukah Gemara and Shabbos you have this line about Yosef Atzadik, because that's the exact measurement of how high a Chanukiah could be off of the floor. You can't see it above 20 amos. Lo shalta ba'ena. It's exactly the brothers. Lo shalta ba'ena, 20 amos down into the pit. So that's a connection between Chanukah and Yosef, and that's why how you know that the brothers did not know what was in the bottom of the pit.
I
saw Bar Saratvachim. I think he, according to that, that is not, it's more than that. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara says that Tetvachim is able to kill. It's a Bar Lahariga. But Yosef didn't die. I don't think they were trying to throw Yosef and kill him as he fell down. The Chavata or the Havla, depending whatever you say about Bar in Baba Kama. Okay, let's continue. The Mishnah said that we had yesterday. Whenever anybody went up the Mizbeach, they went up and made a right turn, and you went around, you always turned right up on the Mizbeach. My time, huh? Why is this now? Why is this what? Why is it that there are these exceptions to the rule? The Mishnah said that usually went up and made a right, except for Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, and these, and the Ola, where you go straight up and you make a left. And we had the Girsa of the Rishash yesterday. He had in the two words that he changed the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Gemara says, my time. Why are these allowed to go straight up? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nesachim Shema Yisashnu. By the wine, you're worried if you make the Kohen make a right and go all the way around, you're worried that the wine will become smoked. Get too much smoke in the wine by the time it gets around. I didn't. The smoke goes straight up. So what are you worried about? The smoke went straight up. So maybe it went straight up from on the Mizbeach. Maybe it was above the Mizbeach. It wasn't far off the Mizbeach, but on the Mizbeach itself, maybe it was there. But the Gemara is obviously worried about it. Shema Yis'ashnu, maybe it'll get smoky. The Sfasemis just has a Tzarach Yin. Why didn't they put a cover on it? It must be some drusha that you can't put a cover on the kli holding the wine. Put a cover on it. So, must be you can't put a cover on it. Shema Yis'ashnu, Va'olas Ha'of. Why am I Olas Ha'of? Are you allowed to go straight? Shema Tamas Ba'ashan. Maybe by the time you get there, the bird's going to die from smoke inhalation. So that's why it's better to go straight there. And you have to do Malika. Right? If it dies beforehand, then it's for sure an Avela. So therefore, you won't be able to do Malika. So that's why by these, you're allowed to go straight. What about Mayim? What happened to the water? Why by Nisach Mayim, you're allowed to go straight up? So say, maybe the water will also get smoky. So some Rishonim say. So you're worried about Shemis Ashnu by the Mayim. By the Mayim as well. The Gemara Menachos tells us enough Pevav that there's an Isser on the Mizbeach to use Yayin Matok, sweetened wine, Yayin Me'ushan, smoked wine, and Yayin Mevushal. Right, that's the Gemara Menachos on Daf Pevav. Right, that Gemara is a makar for the Shita of the Rambam, adding a Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra also. We spoke about this last Shabbos. And that is, the Rambam quotes that Kiddush on Friday night has to be done with Yayin Sheroi Lenasech Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. That's the language of the Rambam. That's what Gemara says. Rav Basra. The question is, what does that mean? What is that excluding? Right? The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The question is, what does that exclude? So the many Rishonim say it excludes Yayin Me'ushan. Right? Smoked wine. That's what we say. Or maybe it excludes wine with dregs in it. Right? Disgusting other wine. But the Rambam says it also excludes Yayin Mevushal. And that's the famous Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam says you cannot use Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. That's the Shitas HaRambam. Therefore, somebody's machmid for the Rambam, you got to make sure you have no non-Jews in the house when you have an open bottle of wine there, because that could be an issue. But the Shulchan Aruch has two deis. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bekachet al Yayin Mevushal, V'yeshav v'shem Bekachet aleim. Reish Ayin Beis Sif Ches. You remember this, because if you're very hungry, sometimes you want to have a cup of wine. So that's the simon in Shulchan Aruch. Reish Ayin Beis. Which types of wines to use for Kiddush. Vahaminag, the Rambam quotes Lakadish Alav. The Minag is to be makel, the Rambam quotes. So it can make sure, the general point is to, if one has any type of non-Jewish help in the house during the week, it's probably better not to be machmer l'chadchila for this Rambam, unless you have a safe to put the wine in. But, you know, just rely on the Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't have to use, you're allowed to use Yayin Mevusha. Okay, let's continue. So, you got to make a straight left. V'raminu, balo l'hakif samizbeach, me'ayinu maschil. Question is, in Tabit it says, if the Kohen Gadol ever wanted to do the avodah, he would go up the mizbeach, me'ayinu maschil, mikaren dromis bizrachis. He would start with the southeast corner. Bizrachis sonis, sonis baromis, baromis dromis. V'notlon lo yayin l'nesef. And he would have the wine. So you see the Kohen Gadol goes all the way around. And the Havamina is that he's holding the wine the entire time. So, you see you're not worried for the Yayin becoming Me'ushan. So this is a case again where the Kohen Gadol wants to do the Avodah. He can do the Avodah whenever he wants. So, answers the Gemara, no. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakafa Berego. No, it means he walked around. He didn't get the wine until after he walked all the way around. That's when we gave him the wine. He just walked around the entire time though, just with his feet. And Amar Rabba, Dekanami, the language sounds that way. Diktani, Nosnin Lo Yayin L'Nasech. At the end of the walking around, you give him wine to do Nisach. V'lo Ketani, Omer Lo Nasech Shmamina. It's not that we just tell him to do the Nisach at that point. We're giving it to him then. So you see, he's not walking around with all the other wine. Rashi explains that other Kohanim never went up to do two avodas. All they're going to do is the Nisach Hayayim. So you go up, you make a left. The Kohen Gadol, if he wants, can do whatever he wants. So that's why he could go up and do something on the southeast and the north and the northeast. So that's why he has a possibility of going up and going all the way around, and then we'll give him the Nisach when he finishes, when he comes to the southwest quarter. Period. Tadar Rabbanon. Call all of Mizbeach, all on Derech Yemin, be on Derech Small. Anybody who goes up, so now we didn't talk about this yet, we just said right and left, but now which side of the ramp did they go up or down? So anybody who went up the Mizbeach, went up on the right side, it came down on the left side, all in very, very simple, straightforward traffic patterns on the Mizbeach. All the Derech Mizrach, the Yard, the Derech Mayrif. They went up on the east side, and they went down on the west side. Chutzpah, Olo, the Shlosh Dvarim, Halolu, except for these three. Sholom Derech Mayrif, Yard, the Derech Mayrif. Right, just gotta be careful of the two-way traffic when these three things are happening, so they go up on the west side. Olo, Derech Yamin, the Yard, the Derech Yamin. That's the last line of the Brisa. So what is that last line? That's just the opposite. Derech Yamin, Derech Smolu. What do you mean? If you're going up for these three things on the west side of the Mizbeach, that's the left, that's not the right. So I'm Ravina Tzismol. Either change it. So it means the left side. Rava Amar Ma Yamin. Yamin the Mizbeach. It means the Mizbeach, which is facing south. The Mizbeach's right is on the side that is west, which we've been calling left up till now. Umay Smol. Smol de Gabra. But Smol in the first part of the Brisa means the left side of a person. And the right in the second part of the Brisa is talking about the right of the Mizbeach. Vidis Oed. Vidi Mizbeach Odid, Vidi Gavra. That's what you're making this so confusing for. So, Kasha, good question why that is. Okay, period. We continue with the Avodas of the birds. Chatas Ha'of, Ketzer Ayanasis. Where was the Chatas Ha'of? How was it done? So, do we have this Girsa in the parentheses or not? Right, that'll depend. If you hold like the Raivet or the Balamar that we mentioned yesterday, does Malika have to be done on the Mizbeach or not? Right, that's the question. Would you have this Girsa? Whether you went up to the top and then did it. It's fine. The Ravid, remember, said you have to do it on top of the Mizbeach, while the Baal Amar says anywhere in the Azara, you're allowed to do it on the Mizbeach. You do Malika from the back of the neck. Mimul Arpa. The Eino Mavdil. And you don't separate it. What does that mean, Eino Mavdil? Machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Eino Mavdil, Rashi says, means you only cut one simen. By Chatas Ha'of, Eino Mavdil means you only cut one simen. Mavdil is going to be two simanim. But Eino Mavdil here means one simen. The Rambam says you can cut two simanim. You just don't totally decapitate it. That's what Eino Mavdil means according to the Rambam. Right? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Uma, and then what do you do? Uma zemi dama al kira mizbeach. And because by a bird, one simen is enough for kashrus, right? By an animal, you need two simanim. By a bird, is only one. The Eino Mavdil, umazibi dam al kir mizbeach, and then you sprinkle from its blood on the wall of the mizbeach, right? The chadas of, which is below, right below on this corner, shiari hadam haya mismatze al yisod, and the leftover bad, leftover dam, you didn't mitsui. That's the third avoda that we had yesterday, lav avodah. It's not as crucial, according to most. You have the malika, and then you have the zrika, and then you have the mitzui, where you squeeze the rest of it against the wall of the mizbeach, and it goes down to the yisod. The ein lemizbeach el adama. By chadas ha'of, this is all the mizbeach gets. It only gets the dam. The kulo, the kohanim, and the rest of it, the kohanim are able to eat. It's kachim. So there's in lumdis, there's a chadushu rabbi yaleib. It's quoted here in the Biuri Hadav, a quote about mitzui. Mitzui, there are two elements of mitzui. It's trying to put together all of the evidence. Sheshnei kiyubim yeshna bebitzui dam. Echad shu keneged shvicha shirayim. It's a form of shvicha shirayim. It's a leftover blood that's going to flow down. But it's a fancy shvicha shirayim. It also has a zrika element. Va'od yesh bazeh matanas adam. Shalach shehizez dam ha'hitzricha torah. Batana nosefes adi mitzui adam. L'chad chila. So the mitzui has two aspects to it. Again, it might not even be ma'akev, but it has two aspects to you when you do it. It's a type of zrika, and it's a type of shricha shirayim. Right? It's somewhere in the middle. And it's not only needed by the bird carbon. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Vayta, Tadar Rabbanan says the Gemara, v'chizah midam achatas, you have to sprinkle from the dam. V'darshin, miguf achatas, from the body of the chatas. Okay, tzad, ochiz, baroshu begufu ma'azeh. You hold the head of the guf and you sprinkle the blood towards the mizbeach. Akira mizbeach. The next phrase of the pasuk, you have to sprinkle it to the wall of the mizbeach. Velo akira kevesh, not to the wall of the ramp. Velo akira heichal, not to the wall of the heichal. Velo akira ulam. The eze zekira tachton, only the lower half of the mizbeach. We're talking about chatas of. O edu el akira el. Yonam, I think you do it to the upper wall. To v'dinu. And I would have had a limud to tell me that. Uma behema sha'ola salamata. Chatas salamala via behema whose ola is sprinkled below. Yet its chatas is sprinkled above. Oof sha'olasa lamala, eino disha chadasa lamala. Surely it's chadasa should be sprinkled lamala, so tam alomar, no. Vadisha midam, yimatse el yisodim ezbeach. It's the yisod. Anywhere near the yisod, which means lamata. Kir shashiraim shalom is matzin li yisod. A wall that is shiraim goes to the yisod, vezes a kir tachton. Why isn't it kir elyon? Because by the kir elyon you have the sovev in the middle. It's not going to go straight down to the yisod. It's going to hit the ledge. It's going to hit the yisovev, and that's why you know it's dafka from the bottom one. V'nevin mi loy v'hada nevin mi tatoy. Why do you do both? Do the hazaa above and the mitzui below. How do you know just to do the hazaa below? So amarava miksiv yamtzi yimatzeksiv d'memela mashba. Sounds like no. It's supposed to everything's supposed to flow naturally straight down to the yisod yimatzed the nifal, and therefore. What's sprinkled is supposed to go there by itself, and that's why even the zrika has to be done below. Amar azucha batuvia amharav, keitzan molkin, how are you molek, chatasa'of, oches gapa v'shteyatzbo'os, v'shteyraglayim v'shteyatzbo'os, you hold down the wings and the legs with your fingers, umoteach tzavara al-rochav galu molko, and you stretch out its neck and you do malika. B'mas nisatana, Bryce says a little differently, tzipra milavar, you hold its neck on the back of the hand, Oches gapa b'shtei etzbos, b'shtei raglayim b'shtei etzbos, u'motech tzavar arocha b'shtei etzbos, u'molek, and you do that, malika that way, so all hell, you hold down the animal, v'zu avoda kacha shebemikdash. This is a very difficult avoda. Why is it a difficult avoda? So again, machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos here in Chidu B'kubetzes. The Rambam here says that which hand is the Kohen using here? The Rambam here says, b'feirish, in the Pirush Mishnayos, that the he's holding it down with his left hand, and he's doing malika with his right hand. So why is it so hard? So one of the achrodim said that because it's like digging into his hand, the bird, as he's holding it down. According to the right here in Sif in Ost Yudalid in the Shita, there's a different reason why it's avodah kasha. You're doing it all with your right hand. Is holding the bird considered part of the avoda? So according to the Shita, you see the third wide line. Ki kol avodas nasas biyamin v'lakacha is avodah kasha. That's why it was so hard, because you're holding it and you're clipping it all with the right hand. So that's what makes it hard. That's the avodah kasha. So where it says zuhi v'sulo, this is the hardest avodah. V'yikah kmitza v'chafino. We also have chazal that say by the kmitza. The kmitza, as we know, by a karban mincha, you got to be perfect. You got to every karban mincha that's brought, the thumb and the pinky that rub off the flour, it's got to be exact, not rub off too much, not rub off too little, exactly the amount that fits under three fingers. Or the chafina. The chafina is in the Kodesh Kadashim, where the Kohen Gadol has the ktores in one and the coals, and he's not allowed to put it down, and he's got to be able to pour the Torres into his hands, using one hand, but bringing the shovel handle closer to him with his arm. Very hard to do that. So those are pretty hard. So what do you mean this is the hardest? The Gemara says, you're right. Ela'ema zu avoda kasha me avodas kasha shebe mikdash. Right? It's one of them. It's one of them. There is no one. It's one of them. Good. Says the Mishnah, which we will start today. Ola sa'of ketzas. We just discussed chata sa'of. What about Ola Sa'of? So Ola Sa'of, Ketza, how is Ola Sa'of done? Ketza Nasis, Ola Kevish of Ola Sobev, he goes up and he goes to the Sobev, he goes to the ledge. Uval Ola Karen Duromis Mizrachis, and he goes to the southeast corner. Right, that's where it's supposed to be done. Right next to the Makam Adeshen. Hayamol the Gazroshim Mol Arpa, U Mavdil. Right there, he does separate it. Right, different than the Chata Sof. He separates according to Rashi. Rashi says in the third wide line, Shnei Simanim. Right, to be parallel to what Rashi said before, two Simanim. The Rambam says they can even cut it off totally. Umavdil umitza es dam al kirim es bayach, and then you're mamatza the dam on the wall. Some say this means zorek, not mamatza. Sometimes because you didn't do this rika yet. Notal es harosh, and then. Then you're gonna be so rafe each part of the body. Not also rosh vehikah basically kasalum is beach. Then you take the head of the bird and you bring it to the you put its open part next to the mizbeach v'safko b'melach and you dip it into the salt that is on top of the mizbeach v'zarko al gabi ishim. Right, the salt is a din because there's a kar karban chatak of melach. Special din that every carbon has to be salted. Special mitzvahs asay. So you do that, and you throw the head, and you throw it onto the fire. Balo leguf. And now you come to the guf, the rest of the body. The heser es amurav es anotz ves bnei ayim ayotz and imam. You take out the innards and the intestines. Vishlichan lebeis adashin. You throw it over the side, right? Because it's right next to the east side of the ramp. Take the body, and then The halacha is she sabalo hivdil. You're supposed to cut it open before you burn it, but don't totally separate it. Vim hivdil, the rest of the body. Vim hivdil kasher, if you did, it's okay. And sofka b'melach, azarko gabi ishin. Right? The ola is totally burned on the mizbeach. It is prepared with everything. Lo heiser amura v'lo hanotza lo espanei ameyama yosemi imam. If you didn't do, you didn't remove these parts. V'lo sofka b'melach, and you didn't dip it into the salt. As long as you did the zrika ready, this is all b'di'evit. This is like just in terms of haktara and burning. So that's b'di'evit, so it is okay. B'di'evit. Hivdo b'chadas v'lo hivdo b'ola, pasal. If you did the wrong thing by each one, you're pasal. If you separated by chatas, or you didn't separate by ola, the head, so that is pasal. Mitzas dam harosh v'lo mitzas dam haguf, psula. Right, dam aguf has to be squeezed. If not, it's pasul. Dam aguf lo mitza, dam arosh kshera. But the head b'di'evit is okay if you didn't do that. Period. So now we get into familiar territory. Chatas ha'ov shemalka shelo lishma mitza dam shelo lishma or lishma v'shelo lishma shelo lishma v'lishma pasul. This is carbon chatas. First mishnah in Zvachim. If you do it shelo lishma or even part of it shelo lishma, one of the important avodos pasul. Olas ha'ov. Kshera ubavashlo also the bayil mashem chova ola sof is kosher just like by the animals, but it just didn't count for the owner's obligation. Echad chadas ov echad ola sof shemolka v'shemitzas daman leechol davar shadarko leechol ulahayfad davar shadarko lahaktir. If you did everything wonderfully chutzlim komo, but you had a thought about eating it or burning it chutzlim komo outside the proper place pasul ve'bokaris. Chutz lizmano, pigo v'chayav lav kares. But chutz lizmano, it's pigo. There's pigo by birds also, not just by animals. Ubilvad sheyakrif hamatrik mitzvah. So as long as you do the rest of the avoda entirely perfectly. Keter karv hamatrik mitzvah. So it's going to be exact parallel to the earlier mishnayos in the parak. How, what does it mean to do everything perfectly? Molach b'shtiko mitzadam chutz lizmano. If I did the malika properly and I did mitzvah dam chutz lazmano, oh shavala chutz lazmano mitzvah dam b'shtika, oh shavala mitzvah dam chutz lazmano, zeu shakar v'matrik mitzvah. So if the only problematic thought in the process is a pigle thought, then beautiful, it's pigle. But case of lokar v'matrik mitzvah. So what's an example of that? If you have a different problem, malach chutz lim komo mitzvah dam chutz lazmano, oh shavala chutz lazmano mitzvah dam chutz lim komo, oh shavala mitzvah dam chutz lim komo. All those cases where you have a different problem in the machshavos, or chadas ha'ov shemalko shalo lishma umitza dam chutz lim koma, which is also a possible thought. O shemalko chutz lizmano umitza dam shalo lishma. O shemalko umitza dam shalo lishma. All those cases where you have a different thought besides pigol zeo shalo karvamater kibitzvaso. That's an example where lo karvamater, exactly the same that we said earlier in the Masechta by Behemus, pigol requires a pure pigle thought. Any other problematic machshava messes it up. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Maybe we'll start with a little additional discussion of pigle in terms of the Isser D'Oraisa of the Kohen being Mephagel and why he doesn't get Malkus. Well, they didn't get Malkus, isn't it? It's a Lavsha Ein Bo Maisa, but it's Nikra Maisa. So maybe we'll talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with discussions of Chatos and Olasof.